Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio, man. Am I excited tonight? It's one of my favorite topics. I like talking about branding, and tonight we're talking about the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform to come together collectively as a community that we could all come together to express our thoughts respectfully among each other and in light of you. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. We ask that you cover them whatever direction they go and that you continue to bless them so that they can live this life and entertainment the way they want to, long as they continue to keep it and you in respect of what blessings you have given them. That's what we're asking in Jesus' name as we pray. Well, tonight we're talking about the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. And I am excited because I got one of my favorite ladies on deck with me tonight. She's one of the best. Raw Dog, just to let you know, let's get ready to rumble. You're going down, brother. Anyway, I have Tiffany Hightower on deck with me. I also got Kano the Great, and I'm thrilled by this brother because, man, every time we on, this brother put it down. Tiffany, welcome to the show. Go ahead and tell us what it is that you do.
Oh, my name is Tiffany Jade Hightower. I'm the writer, director, producer, and stuff for my feature film company, Hi-Fi Films. And so I do a mixture of a lot of things, but I also scout talent. Currently, I'm scouting a soundtrack artist for my feature film project, Complacent, and drinking coffee. That's me.
That's her. In a nutshell, we also got Kano the Great with us. Kano the Great, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing tonight? I just like to write music. I like to make music. I like to produce music, and I like to talk about music.
All right. And my brother in the cut with me, let's get ready to rumble. Run on. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Poetic. Hello, Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
And why is he trying to stir up the pot when it's not?
It's not like me and Tiffany talk on Facebook. We wouldn't do that behind your back. Don't worry about it, Rodolfo. You ain't got to worry about it.
You know what?
We did not decide to take sides against you today. That's not going to happen.
Let me say this to you. Let me say this. I have love for all of you. So let's soften the attack. And I'm going to say this to Tiffany. I am so happy you're here. Whatever you say, I'm on your side.
Good. So now tonight you have to be against Al. Because if you're not against Poetic, there's no room for any type of discussion here. So somebody has to be against somebody.
You know what they say? Hey, you pick the side that's not trying to poke at you, and you know him.
Exactly.
But I think we have two.
Me?
I really do.
Come on, Raw Dog. Give me better credit than that, man. Come on.
Well, you sound like you're in a good mood, Poetic, tonight. You just sound too happy.
I'm excited, brother.
Well, I'm good.
And all right, guys, let's get into it. I want to get your thoughts on what you think branding is, and what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. I'm going to start off with Tiffany? Tiffany?
No.
See, he ain't right, Tiffany.
I was so hoping that you did not call my name. I feel like I'm in the front of the class, and you're just like, thinking I can...
He ain't right, Tiffany.
I don't want her to feel like she's in the front of the class.
I pass.
You pass. All right, Kayna.
Yes.
What is the impact... The impact of Brandon and the role it plays in the artist's success.
Uh-oh, you let the dog out now.
Basically, just express yourself to the world. You know, try to captivate the world in a sense. That's what branding is. Branding is imaging, you know what I'm saying? The image you have to put out there, you know, like a celebrity or a superstar. That's what the impact of branding is. Branding will sell whatever you promote. And whatever you promote, you know what I'm saying, as far as throughout the world. I mean, you make money throughout the entire world just by branding yourself correctly and getting your name out there to the public.
That was very intuitive. You know what? Now, you know what? I'm going to say this to you. You know, I am old school. So when he brought the subject up of branding, I had to ask him, what is branding? What do you mean by that terminology? And he gave me, you know, P. Diddy and Sean John, you know, and P. Diddy's got his name on there. And, you know, and I started to understand what is meant by branding in 2013. Because I can remember that there were artists that had musical groups, and they'd have an argument. And half of them would go one way and half would go the other way. And they kept the name. So they had two separate groups with the same name, you know. And so if branding is what I understand it, it is, one, taking the name and making it, as he said, registering it in the Library of Congress, so that it will be reflected and kept and owned by the entertainer or the business. So, you know, that's the way he explained it to me, so I would understand what branding was all about. It was a term that I wasn't familiar with, so that's why, you know, he was trying to throw me under the bus, Tiffany. Because he knew that...
That's my term. That's my term. This is my term, raw dog. Throwing me under the bus. I've been thrown under the bus like three times today. Really?
But you see, I was just in the dark like you when it came to understanding branding as far as him presenting it tonight so that the younger people could understand
Thank
it.
Thank you.
And so it was, we had a little argument. I said, no, let's not do this subject. And then I thought it was a worthy subject because to understand branding is to understand establishing yourself with a moniker that is yours alone, you know, because there can be, you know, two raw dogs. So so as I looked up and Googled raw dog, I do now understand what you asked the other day about my name. I told you my wife gave it to me. So we have adjusted it to Professor Raw Dog. So now.
Can I number one? Let me stop you right there. No, stop. Let me stop you right now by saying that I was not the woman who asked you where that name come from.
No,
it wasn't.
No, listen to me.
You're mixing me up with
Michaela.
Another lady.
That was Michaela.
Okay. I'm sorry if I chose the wrong female.
Honey, you're messing
because
it up
you know,
right
you
now.
You know, I have
know
nothing
I mean?
But love for you. I'm trying to stay on your side. Now you're trying to throw me out. But you notice who was giggling in the background? That was our host, Poetic. You know? But did you hear my explanation, Poetic?
Of course.
Branding, the name, and establishing it as far as in the past they hadn't done that and musical groups were breaking up and half of them would take the name this way and the other half and you wouldn't know who is who. You know?
Absolutely.
Cause like, I think the coasters are a good example because there's an East Coast coasters and there's a West Coast coasters. And I think the Platters even did that. One took the name one way and another took it another way. So they didn't brand those, so everybody felt that they could use that name. And it was quite confusing to the people when they'd go and call themselves seeing the coasters and find out this is a totally different group. You know, so I think that's where branding came in.
Well, I get that, I understand that, and I – okay.
Oh, now she wants to talk now.
Maybe, of course. No, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like it's more than that. It's more than just going and registering your name or whatever in whatever city, state, location you live in. It's more than that. Like – I'm going to tell you right now, even say, for instance, my computer has my DNA all over this mess. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. Okay. So what I do is that I make sure to, and what I think everybody should do who's in this industry, is to make sure to also get the word out there about yourself, about what you believe in, and about what you stand for as a company, as a person, as an individual, as an artist. I think that's just as important as registering stuff through any type of government agency. Okay, that's it. That's my smart comment for the night.
And it was excellent.
Thank you.
I think it's a combination of everything.
All right, guys, we're going to go to 424278. King Drano has joined us. King Drano, welcome to Hip Hop National. Where are you calling in from?
Oh, I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
All right, King Drano, tonight, I don't know if you're prepared for it, but tonight we're going to be talking about branding, the impact of branding, and the role it plays in your success. What's your opening statement towards the topic?
Me personally, I don't feel like you should brand yourself because that limits you to the artist that you can be, and, like, it really limits, like, genres of music that you can break through to. Because, you know, like, pop outsells everything. No matter what it is, pop is going to outsell everything. We all know this. Like, you can be a hardcore rapper, but if you really just turn over and just drop a tight pop record, you know, you just therefore became a multi-brand. Like, you can't just be one thing. I don't see that happen.
Okay, let's talk about that tonight. Y'all heard a statement? Everybody, let's see if we can come to an agreement tonight and see what branding is and see if we can change some minds, possibly. You never know. Never know. Now, my question is, I'm about to call out some names. And let's just say we're going to the BET Music Awards, okay? All right?
All right.
And all right. The first name I'm going to call to come get his award is Calvin Cotazar, Broadus Jr.
Snoop Dogg.
And then the next one I'm going to call is Marshall Bruce Mathers.
All right, Eminem.
The third. Okay. And I'm going to call Andre Romel Young.
Yeah, I'm going to listen.
Andre.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going
to
call
give me the
Curtis
name,
James
huh?
Jackson. Curtis James Jackson. And Christopher George Latour Wallace.
Okay. But you know what?
I'm calling these.
Sound like a repeat?
Say it again?
That sounds like a repeat. I mean, like, when you just watch the BET Awards, I personally feel like it's set up.
Okay, wait a minute. I just called some names. Identify. Raw Dog was identifying with some of those names, but we did discuss some of this today too, Raw Dog. Identify those names by those names. I'm gonna go around the block, and I'm gonna see.
All right.
Can you name them? Starting with you, King Drano.
No, I really can't name them. No, I only listen to myself.
You really can't. And you know, I'm gonna tell you, King Drano, for a fact. And I don't know you like that, but I know you know these people.
Yeah, I
know
I
you know.
Heard them. But I don't really just, you know, I be in my own zone.
Just,
I make
Yeah.
I'm making.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to bring this to you guys' attention. This is the branding. We have
All 50 Cent.
That's Curtis James Jackson III. We got Slim Shady, Eminem, Marshall Bruce Mathers III. Dr.
Yeah,
Dre, Andre Rommel Jr., Snoop Dogg, Calvin Cortazar Broadus Jr., and Biggie Smalls, Christopher George Wallace, George Latour Wallace. If it wasn't for branding and being consistent and putting that name over and over and over in your face, you wouldn't come to know these people as the brand they are today.
Yeah, but I got a question.
What's that?
I got a question. Because I heard what you said. I understand what you mean. But until they made money, they were still their surnames, not their also known as.
No, sir. They
okay,
didn't start
but,
off with
but now
surnames.
N.W.A.
They started branding their names from the beginning of them their concept of going into the what you call. They didn't come off as Curtis James Jackson. Trust me. The 50 Cent didn't come out as no Curtis James Jackson. He came out as 50 Cent.
Okay, but now, I guess what
Dr.
I'm saying.
Dr. Dre, what you were saying. I know that was their name, but they didn't brand that name.
Yeah. Like 50 Cent, for instance, you make a good example because he branded that name for someone else.
He branded the name. You go right now, Google these names. Google these names and see if they don't just pop up all over the search engine. Well, actually, all of their names will because of the fact of who they are now today. But if you Googled a 50 Cent, a Slim Shady, a Dr. Dre, they're going to come at the top of the search engine and they're going to come up with their face. Period.
You know what I see is funny?
They're going to dominate the search engines.
But you know what I see is funny about all of this? Aretha Franklin didn't brand her name. That's her name. Luther Vandross,
guess
what?
That's
You're
his
right. name.
Guess who really brand their name? The record labels did. And yes, the name was branded. You just didn't look at it as being branded. The name was branded. Don't
All
get
right,
me wrong.
I can go into that concept.
Yeah, the name was branded. When you see Aretha Franklin, I've never met Aretha Franklin, but one thing I know about her is she's a dynamic singer, and I can identify with who she is, and I'm sure there's hundreds and thousands of other Aretha Franklins, but when I speak of Aretha Franklin, I only think of one.
Same with Michael Jackson.
I don't understand.
Same thing
talking.
With Michael Jackson. You think he was the only Michael Jackson? No.
Yeah, he's part of the Jackson 5.
He was the only Michael Jackson that stood out from the crowd.
But you know
and
what?
That you
okay.
can relate to because of his name today.
But you know what? Now here is, okay, being not inside the box, but outside of
okay.
the box, hip-hop is the only one that needs that type of branding of the name as far as the music industry, because...
No,
well, now, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Why I say that in a way is that, you know, when I think of other music genres, their surname on their birth certificate is their branded name. I mean, it may sound weird in the context, but hip-hop is
a different, don't get me wrong, they created this culture for a reason, and the way they do it, the way, it's so they can have an identity outside of that life. A lot of them hide behind their name, use their pseudonym, so in the streets, they know who that they can identify with who personally know them.
Okay, and I agree with that. I agree with that. You know.
Not to mention, you know, it was something that started like way back when, and yes, it may be hip hop might be the only one that do that, but that's what stands. That would make hip hop stand apart from all the other genres. If you ask me, that's a brand in itself.
Look at Lil Wayne.
Okay.
That's all. Look at Lil Wayne and how he hustled and how he done all those genres of music. Lil Wayne really did that. He really did that. You know how much money they made? Do you know how much money they made their label? They made their label so much money, they cut Birdman a $100 million check. That's all I got to say about that. Because they didn't brand that. All right.
I'm going to give you one for Tiffany, who she can identify with because she's into film. Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
Tyler Perry.
Well, you know, this is the thing is, no matter what. Now that's a little bit different. You know, if you notice, in the film industry, it's
mm-hmm.
not as common to change your whole name or who you are to make a brand. You see what I'm saying? Like, Robin Williams is who? Robin Williams. You see what I'm saying? Like, Angela Bassett is who? Angela Bassett. We don't actually really have the desire or the need to change who we are or to change our name to succeed.
We're not talking about change of identity. I understand what you guys are trying to say. I'm saying that they brand these names. They put Snoop Dogg on what you call it. People buy his shirt wearing his name on their body.
Right. Right.
They don't wear Opal, don't get me wrong, they don't wear Aretha Franklin on their body.
Yeah, this is true.
They create logos. I'm gonna show you what branding
but
is. They create logos. They create certain fonts that goes with those logos. They create press material, album art, all kinds of stuff that people are using, and they making mad money with it because it's called branding. Consistency and keeping it in your face. It's what makes the brand have personality.
Well, I get that. But at the same time, I have to ask you, separating yourself from your given name, so to speak, do you think that separates your identity from who you are? I mean, like, say, for instance, you went through and you talked about all these different names. You threw them out there.
Uh-huh.
And, yes,
I
some
sure
of
did.
Us know who they are. Some of us know who they are.
You were saying to yourself, you were saying, who is that? Tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
You are, right?
I'm not going to lie. You know, I mean, but the thing about it, so then are you really, like, does that separate you from your true identity when you do that? My question. That's my question back to you. Because
No, it actually is something that you have to kind of live along with that identity. But you may be Biggie Smalls, the rapper, or Dr. Dre, the beat maker in identity in the public eye. But behind the scene, and you might be this tough guy that seemed like you in your video, but when you come off in reality, I'm this guy who's always trying to feed the homeless, always trying to do some other things that people can identify with me around the people I immediately know. But in the public eye, this is my business. And that's what that's what rappers have come to terms with, is this is my public image.
Well, I get
yeah,
that.
But
the
I
public
get that.
Perception of
things.
I'm
sorry, Tiffany, go ahead.
No, honey, I'm just saying, who is going to Google then? I'm not going to Google Eminem by his government name. I'm just not.
Oh,
you know,
course.
I mean, I think
that's
he's a cool person.
But the thing about it is that
I love Eminem as an artist. I've mentioned him a few times. I do. But at the same time, again, he has separated himself from his actual person. Do you understand what I mean?
And he did it for good reasons, Tiffany. Good reasons. Good reason
that.
Is because the part of the good reasons is, hey, Eminem can identify with this new public image of me, and people going to buy my shirt. People going to buy my hat.
The kids move.
I'm going to sell product.
It's about
okay, so that's like Cary Grant, who was not Cary Grant. Okay, he had another name, but that was his acting name. So what you're saying is that, you know, hip-hop artists are taking a stage name, and that is
of
what
course.
They want to be known as in the entertainment world. But when they get off the stage, they go back to being who they were born, their surname.
Yes. Okay,
so,
now,
and
you made a statement, Ron Dogg, and I'm about to go with you on your statement now. I'm about to take you for a ride. Boys
Uh-oh.
To Men. That's an R&B group. That's not a rap group.
Boys Men. Okay, I got to remember who they were.
H-Town. Come on. I just want to give you some names here. Give me the names of the people who was in the group.
Boys Two Men.
Huh?
I got one. Keep quiet.
Were we interested to know each individual?
Huh?
Yes. See, I like women, so, you know, you're talking about a men's group.
Okay,
let's talk about a female group. I might be able to help you there.
Okay, how about the LaBelles of Patti LaBelle? Give me who the LaBelles were.
Oh, that was Dash.
Give me all of them names, everybody.
Oh, well, wait a minute now. See, you want me to pull it out like that. See, I'm not going under the bus that easy. Let me give it to you, and let's see what you
I think
say.
Today we've all gone under the bus a little bit, but okay.
No, we're all side by side. Who's driving if you don't know? Okay. Chloetta, can I give you a group, and maybe you can tell me who they were?
Before you even say it, I'm going to say no.
Oh, wow.
But I may know the name of the group. This is my point. What I'm making, the group name was the brand. The reason why you can identify with them by the brand is because that's what they stamped in our head. When you heard Boyz II Men, you knew you was going to hear some harmonies, Bone Thugs of Harmony. You knew you was going to hear some harmonies from these guys, and some along with rap. But each one of them individually was not necessary to know at that time, because they was branding the band.
It was like New Edition.
Absolutely.
I agree to that.
But that's the business name.
And I understand businesses' names being branded.
But then
they broke up, okay? So they
is that the subject matter? I understand what you're saying.
They
broke up.
They may have broke up from Boys. I mean, New Edition, but they each eventually painted their own self. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And then they came back together as reunited on some tour.
Oh.
Under New Edition, you know, again. So. You know, I understand. I understand from the element of being a musician and having a band, and the band's name having the drawing power and the earning power. But, you know, when you start out, you pick a name, and it's not an individual's name. It's a group name, and that group name, you want it to represent the group. So I can understand branding it. You know, whereas now we're getting hip-hop artists and they're changing from their surname to another name. I can understand where branding would come in on that, because of the fact that, you know, you don't want to find out that someone else is using that exact same name, not maybe in your location, but on the other side of the United States from you. And they start making it big, and here you are, with that same name. So I do understand what you're saying about that, because there, believe me, I've seen the confusion in the names. And it's important for the hip-hop artists to brand their names. I'll go with that, because they made it confusing like that. You know, but I'm sure my surname, there's not two people with my surname, just like Tiffany's name. I'm sure there's not two with Tiffany's name. You know, and
I'm sure that there's another Tiffany Hightower in this world, and only way
well,
she's going to separate
name
herself
now.
Is wait. Okay, I get that. Now that's where she separates herself.
But
okay.
When we come back, we'll be talking about that. When we come back, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. And the little argument that Raw Dog and I have, we're still continuing it right now. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Here's a word from our sponsors. The stage play is coming to our town in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on November 3rd till the 24th. November 3rd to the 24th. And the show times are 7 to 8. Here's a word from our sponsors now. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
Hey, what does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Because I like good vibes.
Yeah,
ooh.
That old lady.
Ooh,
you.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24th, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. I just don't want you guys to get it sadly mistaken. The truth is we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to present your materials in front of the inside circle of the music business. We are in the business to help you make music and make money, teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. That's why we have these topics. We don't do it just to be having fun. We do it to educate you, so you can have an understanding of what you might be getting into. And we do it in an unorthodox way through the industry insiders' opinions and viewpoints. I can't say is it carved in stone that you're going to be successful from the knowledge that you get here. But you could grab from it, learn from it, and use it as artillery as you go to, you know, stab at your interest in this business of music. That's what it's about. That's why we do it. And we have fun when we're doing it. So I'm just letting you guys know, because y'all stay with us, and tonight we're talking about the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. And Rada was saying something just before we went to the break. Rada, I'm going to open the floor back to you, if you will.
Yeah, but when you left, you said an argument. You said we were having a discussion and disagreement.
I'm saying, me and Tiffany stand on the same side.
You're the one that won't make the argument.
No. He's gonna immediately say that we're having an argument when we're on the same side. This is the plan. It's already been predestined.
Oh, you figured it out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This is done. This is already set.
Kano the Great. You see how they do me, my man?
Yes, I see how they do you.
No.
Yeah, man, I need somebody on my side, brother.
And Kano the Great.
Yes,
I'm going to be playing your submission. Thank you for getting it in. And now come stand over here with Tiffany and I. Because, see, guess what? We have love for
people
that just look at Poetic and go, what? Okay, now.
Right. Right.
I'm trying to brand my name, you know, Kano the Great. You know, my real name, Charlie Cameron, it just don't ring a bell, you know. But Kano the Great, it stands out. So I'm trying to brand that particular name. Just because that's what I like to go by. That's the name I chose. I mean, most artists, that's what they do. They choose a particular name that fits them, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like writers who change their name. They might use a different name to come out with a book, so they don't know that particular writer. You know, it's different on when you have something you have to visualize that, you know, versus something, you know what I'm saying, so you can do behind the scenes, like write a book, for instance. So you can do that. You can change your name and be someone else that you want to be.
But you know what? Now,
I mean, don't get me wrong. My name, Rodolph, wait a minute.
Is your
Rodolph,
name Alfred?
Rodolph.
Is your name Alfred?
Did you tell me that only rappers
don't go
do that?
Tiffany.
Wait, Rodolph, didn't you tell me that only rappers do that? What's your name, Rondo?
Excuse me. But I think that it is a male generational thing that it's got something to do with the alpha dog and having the suave name. You know, it's close to like, you know, pimps used to do. You know, Sir Guy, or I remember a pimp on the block called Snake, and I remember another one called Cadillac Brown. Well, okay, so what's happened here is that the mentality of the younger generation or hip-hop culture are not proud of their surnames, that they think they're strong enough, they can stand and use that. You know, it's funny. Now it's funny because guess what? Truth comes out in the light of day. Who you are is who you are, irregardless of what the name doesn't give you power. It's your talent. So, you know, I think what it is that a lot of the younger hip-hop artists hide behind the name rather than saying, this is me. You see, power is in the talent. Don't fool yourself. Don't play yourself.
Rada, I got to say, I totally disagree, because if that was the case, you'll be putting your government name all over
thank
the show
you,
right
thank
now.
You, thank you.
No, the only reason I don't put my – hold it. The only reason I don't put my government name on the show –
because I got arrest warrants.
No, and I don't even have that. The only reason that I don't put my name on there is because this is your show. I am just
participating. I'm okay with telling you your government name.
I wanted to let you know that I respect you, Poetic, who has not using your whole full name.
Thank you, Al Williams. But anyway.
I follow behind you.
I love
you. I hear you, my man. We're gonna involve a caller. We're gonna involve a caller. 615-983. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Yeah, my name is Garrett, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee, music capital of the world.
Nice. All right, Garrett. What it is that brought you to Hip Hop National tonight to hang out with us tonight?
Well, I love what you guys are talking about, but I have a couple questions to throw at you. I've been in the music business here in Nashville for 35 years plus. I have a son who's last year signed with Bad Boy Records, and he's a white boy. You know, he signed with P. Diddy, and he's got a couple videos out with Pitbull. And here in Nashville, I was wondering, we have Cowboy Troy from, Big and Rich. I was wondering what you thought about hip-hop crossing boundaries and genres. Especially here in Nashville with the combination of hip-hop and country and white boys and black artists who are doing very well.
Now, Garrett, I'm about to flip the question. What do you think about it?
I think it's really cool. I think lyrically, I think rap is universally a tool, I'm a songwriter, so we write songs that are based about love, heartbreak, blah, blah, blah. Rap, from my experience, really tells, life on the streets, the way you grew up, political. It has a very broad stroke where most lyrics in rock and roll and country are kind of, directed at certain, things in your life. And I think it's great that rap artists and hip-hop artists and R&B artists are making a jump to other mainstreams of music. I was just wondering what you all thought about that.
Can I answer that? Can I take that?
Go ahead, Tiffany. Ladies first.
Okay. I think it's amazing. I mean, like, honestly, that's something that I think should have happened years ago. But I think to have artists who are, I don't care if it's somebody who's country, I don't care if you're white, black, green, or purple, but I would absolutely love if there was an artist who was a musician, if it was a rap artist who actually his upbringing was country, and for him to submit to my feature film. I would love it because, say, for instance, my feature film is all about bringing diversity. I mean, I have actors that are from Russia, from Haiti, from all over the world. And I think it is very, very important to kind of cross those borders so that we're not, when you talk about rap, that you don't necessarily always think it's a black guy or a black girl. I think it should. I think it should be more open the same way as, I'd be just as happy if I saw a African-American who was doing country. I'd love it if I saw, a country artist doing jazz. I absolutely love it. So that's my personal opinion. I don't know what these cats think.
I think that it was one of the smartest moves that hip-hop artists could have done. I saw Nelly with a Nashville band. He was on one of the morning shows, and he was most excellent. You know, music has no color. It has no color. The different, the blend of the two, is that market is wide open. Because, you see, as long as they bring something good that the public embraces, I'm all for it. Because I can remember when Ray Charles crossed over and he was doing country. And, he was big in the country category. And, as long as you are an artist, don't be scared to venture into another lane. Because there might be so much love that, it overwhelms you.
I agree. And one of the things, I think it was Neil Young who said, music's a universal language.
Yeah.
And for the lady that was speaking earlier, I want you to check out timothychance.com. he's phenomenal. He's doing some things with hip-hop and country music that are incredible. Also, Jeremy Green is making a crossover with Rascal Flatts. So, this whole thing about, genres of music and color and all that, it blows me away. And I'm a little sad. I think rap's been around for a long time, and it got put in that category, oh, it's all black music.
Yeah, that's not true.
But it's not that. It's not black music. It's about music with a message. That's what it
comes
down
to. Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, I think today, and I've been in this business a long time. I have a company here in Nashville, and we are working with a number of hip-hop artists who are making some changes, and also white hip-hop artists. And I just think that there's a message, and I don't think that it should be associated with any color or where you're from. It's a universal language, and I think it's it's up and coming, and I'm very excited.
But you know
what? And I can say this, Garrett, I can say this. That's really what we're trying to express here at Hip Hop National, that music is a universal concept, and it should be able to be embraced by all cultures at all times, and not only cultures, but even from babies to your grandmother. They should be able to embrace that music without being offended.
But you know what? Here's what I, in the formula, is that they are using musicians behind the hip-hop artists. And it gives it a live performance. And that's what hip-hop doesn't have. They just have the DJ. And, you know, the funny part about it is that when you put it together and you have live musicians, because you got to think, all the rest of the genres, you haven't heard of any musicians coming up in the R&B and all of those different categories. But country has still had the live musicians. I don't remember seeing a country western entertainer with a DJ.
Well, can I tell you guys a story real quick? You know, and please don't be offended by this, but I, here in Nashville, my son was doing a show in Portland, Maine. It's a venue of about 7,500 seats, and he was there with, I think, the Yin Yang Twins, 50 Cent, and a couple other people. Oh, Kingston. And he invited me to go there to the show, and the disappointment for me was this. I was excited to go to the show, and I flew there, and I went backstage and hung out. And it was sold out. Some of the tickets are $45 to $100 a piece, sold out, 7,500 seats. The disappointment for me was that all these great artists, they were singing to tracks.
Right.
Blew my mind. Now, I understand production value, the overhead and all that, but I would think that with all that creativity that rap artists and hip-hop artists and R&B artists have, they would have a real band. I mean, really, give your artists the real deal, you know? I mean, what do you think about that?
Songs are not credited.
Oh, yeah. You know, the funny part about it is that, you know,
Raw Dog, you cannot answer every single question.
I'm a musician, and I'm going to say this.
I'm sorry.
Tiffany?
I was hoping the young lady would answer that.
Thank you.
Oh, well, okay.
You're done.
But
all
I
right.
can't answer.
What I want to say is this, is that, like, say, for instance, for me, I have intentionally, I had a lot of artists right now, especially, that have submitted to me for the soundtrack for Complacent. And what I've done is that, honestly, the ones that I listen to are the ones that are actual composers, the ones who actually have some type of band and some type of music behind them. And that's why I say there have been so many alternative artists that have submitted to me, and I take moments to spend more time listening to them and the country artists. Not because of the fact that I'm not down with hip-hop or rap or anything like that, but I want to kind of bring it back to the grassroots. Back in the day, the best musicians, they didn't have auto-tune, whatever you call it. They didn't have, you know, just a button you can push to play tracks and covers over things. they had to actually bring real musicians, real guitarists, real saxophone players, real flautists, which I used to play the flute. So I actually started in music years and years ago. So I am one of those people who actually look for real musicians that don't play that cover. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
I do, and here's the thing. I agree with you. You know, my disappointment was when I talk about Yin Yang Twins, Kingston, and 50 Cent, which my son plays with and tours with. My disappointment is with all the work they put into the creativeness of the lyrics in their show. Why don't you have the emotion from a live band?
Right.
You can really give the audience what's really going on.
Okay, listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. I agree with you, and then I disagree with you. The reason why I agree with you is because, hey, that would be quite entertaining. But everybody cannot roll that way, and they learn this in hip-hop. If I can't make it with a whole team, and I got to keep on doing what I got to do, and these people want to fall off, I can take it on by myself when I'm on stage and I can perform.
Okay, I understand it, but I'll tell you right now,
most of
hip artists are making tons of money. They're playing these shows with a DJ and they're making $20,000-$30,000, okay? Country acts
right
now are touring.
Okay, I'm going to tell you like this. We're talking about branding. And I'm going to tell you something.
That's about branding.
If that's how they impact the stage coming out from the start, they're going to continue doing it.
If it works,
in other words, what you're saying is that the consumers don't know any better, so they're not demanding more.
But hip hop is totally different creature than all other music.
There you go.
That's the whole purpose right there. Hip hop is totally different.
Well, you know what? Maybe what you're saying, gentlemen, and I'm learning this as I go on. I'm 30 something years in the business. Maybe myself and people in the business need to realize that when there's an art in building the tracks and looping tracks, and there's an art in DJ who's performing. Okay, so I agree. But I think I don't think the public is educated with that.
With technology,
have to understand is this. The hip-hop artist doesn't start in big enough venues that they can have a live backing musician group, okay?
The venues that they start off in. What about Kid Rock? I mean, he started up the same way, but he's a live band every time.
I commend you for bringing that up, Garrett. But I'll say this: if the artist, let's just say like the TLC thing, okay? They had their band, they was getting off, you know, but they get a whole bunch of people, they put them on stage. Now they got to pay all these people. Not only are they broke, not making the money, but now they're even more in the hole because they got to pay these people too.
But wait a minute. I'll tell you why in my state.
But the real purpose is it's unnecessary.
And it's
unnecessary.
Okay, but
especially
I'll tell you why
especially if the consumers came to see Eminem, get on stage, don't get me wrong, and Eminem didn't bring really nobody else, I'll tell you the truth, those consumers don't even care.
But listen, one of the main factors no one is thinking of, you have to have the license for your business to allow a live band on stage.
You're correct.
See, I learned the fact behind why that they have a DJ is because a general lounge license and what have you allows them to have entertainment, and they then can have an artist. But those same places can't book someone that has a band.
You're right. I am a BMI writer for 35 years. I'm familiar with ASCAP, CSAC, and BMI, and you're right. They hold the music business hostage. I agree. But I want to quote something from, Aerosmith, okay? When Stephen Tyler was asked what he thought about DMC doing a cover of his song. You remember that? DMC did a cover of Walk This Way.
Right.
He said, you know what? He said, we absolutely hated it, but they made us a ton of money. We would have liked it more if they had a live band. But, you know, it was down to money. Now, is hip-hop about money? And I got to tell you, my son's out there making tons of money with a DJ.
Answer that question. Is entertainment about money?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know? Wait a minute, Garrett. How long have you been in entertainment?
You're right. Let me rephrase what I'm saying.
Okay, let me back down.
First of all,
I'm sorry.
No, we promote a lot of shows. We work with a lot of artists. We do a lot of national touring in Europe, here in the United States. And it always comes down to the bottom line. Production, you have to have your insurance, the venue, your bus, your sound guys, your light guys, your technicians. Huge overhead. So I do get it.
Huge overhead.
Artists go out and cut the cost and make money without all the overhead. I get that. But you know what? Not to minimize it, my son's making about $15,000 a night with a DJ, and he's driving, Maserati. Now, my only question is this. I'm just asking because I don't know. I'm ignorant at this. I apologize. Is the art form of hip hop rap based on the DJ who's just as creative as any musicians? Is that what we're educated about?
That's what came out over the years. The DJ has been creative. The DJ. Let me tell you something. He come out on the show. He's spinning records. Not only is he spinning records, he's flipping the records, scratching the records, backspinning, backflipping, all kinds of stuff. They are entertainers.
They're really a musician. They're actually a paid musician.
Hip hop started in the Bronx in New York. You had a DJ, and he would get on the microphone and clap your hands, everybody. That's what the DJ did.
Yeah.
And he was the hype man.
Yeah, they came along with the person that rapped what the DJ played. That's the originality of hip-hop. That's what hip-hop
is. Before I go, let me say something to Hip Hop Nation Radio. You know, I'm glad I found you.
National
Radio. I got to tell you that I'm
very
happy to find
Hip-Hop National.
I want to share it with my friends here in Nashville, let them tune in, because, you know, the new genre here is everybody in Nashville is looking for that hip-hop artist or rap artist who wants to cross over and get on board. Now, do you guys remember Cowboy Troy?
Yeah, but I might have one right for you, man, and I'm telling you the truth. Just stay, definitely, we're working with some people right here. And I want to definitely talk to you about that. So after the show,
can I give you my email address?
Yeah, but I got your phone number, so I'm going to call you.
I got to tell you what, guys.
We don't do email addresses over the air, Gary. Nobody do that.
But what I want to say is that I learned a lot tonight. I think your guests are really, really good. And I love your show. I want to keep tuning in. And, you know, I learned a lot tonight, and I hope you guys continue the topic of conversation so I listen in for the rest of the show, okay?
Awesome. We don't like people to listen in. We like people to participate, so you stay right there with us, Garrett. Y'all listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all see how it go down right here? I'm just telling you, you got to keep it locked, keep it loaded. Keep it where you got it, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the impact, and when you talk about the impact of branding, you got to keep your mic open, right? we're talking about the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. Y'all stay with us. It's more on the other side.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Playwriter and director Antonio G. Wells presents to you, Why Am I Still Single? The Stage Play. Coming November 24th, 2013 for two shows. Available for 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Located at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, 2855 Coral Springs Drive, Coral Springs, Florida.
That's hard. What does that supposed to mean?
That means I'm starting to turn out like that old lady that
ooh,
I know.
Because I like the vibe.
Yeah. Ooh. That old lady. Ooh. You.
If I slap you.
You don't want to miss this play, so get your tickets now. Tickets are $15 in advance and $25 at the door. Booth rates are also available. Call 954-200-2839. That's 954-200-2839.
Please come as quick as you can and marry this girl. Because if she eat my Cocoa Puffs one more time, I'm going to catch a case. Because I'm cuckoo from a Cocoa Puff.
November 24th, 2013. Another Antonio G. Wells production.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Cammy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip Hop National Radio.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. This is Poetic, and I'm telling you now, we're having an exciting time right here on Hip Hop National. If you're not locked and loaded to the program, and you can't, you're at your computer and you're just listening in, just standing by at your computer, call in right now, 213-559-2995. Again, the number is 213-559-2995. If you have a statement, comment, or question for our guest, just feel free to press the number one, and we'll come to you and let you have the mic. Tonight, we're talking about the impact of branding and the role it plays in your success. Remember, guys, Hip Hop National is a brand, and we are in this to help you make music and make money, teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. That's why we're here. We're a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the inside circle of the music business. Back to the topic. I'm going to go to Rodog. You my buddy,
now
right?
Now you want me to talk, right?
You my buddy, right?
Yeah. Rodog. Let me say this.
Rodog.
Yes.
Let's just say, if we start to call you by your government name, do you think it would be as impressive as Raw Dog?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Do you think there's other people? Guess what? Let's just go to your government name. We can do it.
Well, no, not over the radio because, I have a life that is also published phone number. I'm not,
Rodolph, what you just said is the point about branding. You brand
your business. But guess what? I'm not trying to become famous I'm just participating and enjoying what I do.
Let's say you do become famous. Let's say it happens unexpectedly. All of a sudden, don't get me wrong, your life becomes very public to the public eye, and the only identity you have is that name that you have hidden from the public. At this point in time, they don't identify you by your government name. They identify you by your stage name.
Right.
That's what the act of branding is. Now I'm going to get some people to back me up. We're going to go around the corner. Or they can throw me under the bus. I don't care. Gary, you've been in it for... you've been in this thing for over 30 years, right? 30 years, right?
Can I jump on board here real quick?
Yes, sir. You got the floor. And everybody opened up the mic so everybody can. So go ahead.
Okay. So the gentleman that you're just talking to, what was his name again? His stage name, I guess I'm going to call it.
He's not going to give you his name, so just forget about that. We've tried.
But I think just that gentleman right there, I don't know who he is, but he sounds very knowledgeable about the music business. So I suspect that he knows a lot more than he pretends, which is, I like that. He's very humble. My question to him is, what about the stigma that's been attached to hip-hop, rap, music over the years? And the reason I'm asking that is that something that, is that part of branding, or is that just something that just happened?
Ooh,
I think
that's a good question.
It comes from them being independent and local, neighborhood. And, you know, some of the lyrics and the artists were actually good. And so that attitude with that product spread. You know, that's like if we take an example, Snoop Dogg sipping on gin and juice. But see, it was a topic that they could relate to all over. See, and so what happened is that lyric and what was in that, it progressed and the public embraced it. He got lucky, okay? You know, so when you start talking, you know, it's a hit-and-miss type thing. Because most hip-hop artists started independently with their own computer, doing their own tracks. That's why it was so local. You'll hear even on some of the hip-hop artists where they put in their area code, you know, and, you know, it's a local thing. And so that's the way they look at it.
I agree with that, but the question I'm asking is this, okay, my friend, and I know you're very knowledgeable.
All right, guys, I got to interrupt just for a second. I'm hearing a lot of background noise from somebody. I know we got it over here, but I've been trying to silence out my mic. It's interfering with the words coming across the air. So go for it. Sorry.
Okay, so my question is this, okay. There's this thing that, not recently, but over the years, from my standpoint, you know, the white side, not to bring race in it, it seems to me what happened is somewhere along the line, racism did get involved. Now, I don't know if it was intentional or that was part of the art form of hip-hop and rap artists who were challenging the standard music business because they wouldn't get credit that was due.
Well, you got to realize a lot of that, you know, hip hop was rap was cultural. You have to look at who started that genre and what the message was in the beginning. There was a lot of feedback from the other. we'll put it just like it is. There was backlash from the other races because they tried to ban it. You remember that they even went presidential to say that, oh, this shouldn't be allowed. And they had a congressional hearing that said that the lyrics that had to be marked on the case and explicit, adult, advisory. So what happened, they tried to stop it because a lot of the first things that came out that were popular were, can I say the name of NWA's song that was that took it off in California, Poetic? Oh, Poetic's not there. Well, you remember it was F the Police. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. I'll jump.
They
in.
Had songs that were bringing a consciousness to the black interior of the city, the central parts, the people that were being misused by the police or overlooked when it came to job discrimination or profiled when they walked down the street. And
you know,
it was that type of music that it came out of. But what happened, you had others that popped to the top because they weren't doing that kind of rap. You know, when you think of on the East Coast, some of the groups that came out of there, they were actually trying to talk about the situation, the poverty, the ugliness that they found in the streets from other cultures and what have you.
The Mambas.
You know, so that's where it started.
And wait, I want to bring in a caller, too, to interrupt. I'm sorry because we're running out of time, but I want to say something, too. You say it was definitely culture, but remember, hip-hop really was pretty much it was a blend of kind of cultures of b-boying, graffiti, rapping, DJing. There's a whole bunch of things that brought that together.
I was bringing in LaShawn,
but she left us. So
may I interject you real quick? Let's not forget about you're right, and the reason
you
I asked that
get
question,
LaShawn
but,
back.
Yeah, but let's not
well,
forget
we
about
lost,
Elvis.
We lost her. I was just about to bring her. LaShawn, if you're listening in by telephone, I was coming to you next. I was just making a point. Go for it. Now, anyway, you got the mic. Go ahead, Garrett.
Anyways, I was saying is that I think that your guest, the gentleman I was talking to, is absolutely right. But let's not forget about in the early days of rock and roll with Elvis Presley. They banned him from the waist down. They were burning rock and roll records. I mean, so I think it really covers all genres when you have people out there who are narrow-minded and stupid.
Yeah, but see, the point that he's trying to make is the fact that rap, I mean, if you really want to go back, you can go back to James Brown.
Right.
I love James Brown.
He was talking about something. It's a message. That's what it came from. Rap came from the inner city. That's where poverty was. You know what I'm saying? The best way to uplift yourself and others is, you know, talk about what's really going on. So that's where rap came from. It's not about race. You know what I'm saying? We're living in the 21st century, and everybody's growing as people. You know what I'm saying? Our kids are growing up and not looking at people as color. So,
right.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, here in Nashville, hip-hop and rap is very, very big. You know, early on, it used to be the country music capital of the world. Now it's the music capital of the world because we have some rap artists who went national right here. There are a lot of talented rap artists right here in the South.
Yeah, and it's not where you're from. It's what you're able to promote. You know what I'm saying? That's at the end of the day.
Well, I'm from Boston originally, but I've been here for 30 years. But I'm just very surprised that there are a lot of clubs here in town where we're talking about how the things have changed musically in Nashville. Everybody in Nashville has become educated. They've grown up. They put their big boy boots on and decided, you know what? Music is a universal language, and I'm here to tell y'all, Hip Hop National Radio, Nashville is on board.
Yes, and see, in the radio,
Nashville need to be calling in here a little bit more often, Garrett. You get everybody in Nashville, and you scream this name all around the country, let them know that we are on a movement to talk about this business of music. Let's get on it, and let's make it happen.
Hey, by the way, I would love to have you on my show. I have a show starting next week. I'd love to co-host it. I'm going to have some special guests on.
Absolutely, I'll be there.
And you got my phone number. You give me a call. Now, this is a great topic, especially right here in Music City, okay? Which is now called the Third Coast. But I can tell you, hip-hop is alive and well here.
Yeah, and if you really want to go back, you can go back to the Beastie Boys. They were the first group to actually interject themselves into hip-hop, and it took off. So,
yeah.
I mean, you got to look back to that point in time. You know, we've grown from that. That's why you have.
But you know what? I think hip hop is the melting pot.
Where's Tiffany
for
at?
Those that understand?
Huh? I'm waiting to get a chance.
That have no differences. You see,
may
you know,
I ask,
if you know this.
May I ask Tiffany a question real quick?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. Now, Tiffany, you're doing a film of some sort. I'm assuming.
Correct.
I really want you to check out TimothyChance.com. I think you'd be very happy with what he's doing. Timothy Chance.
I gotta tell you one thing right now. It's really hard in the way that I'm taking submissions is on Forrest Whitaker's website, and that's on junetoolbox.com. And the thing about it is that I can, if you find me, I'll give you that information. And then what I ask for artists to do
Tiffany.
I'm not selling anything. I'm not selling anything.
But you're free to give her my number when we're off the air.
Okay.
By the way, I don't manage this guy. I don't have anything to do with him. I saw him downtown.
Cool.
He blew me away. So
cool.
Okay.
Cool. I'm not in trouble,
guys.
Al.
Stop yelling
at
me. I'm not yelling at nobody.
Yes, you
are. I'm in the doghouse.
Okay, so I have one last question, then I'll shut up and listen to the show.
Wait, before you ask that question, I'm going to include this caller because she was waiting. She was waiting. Let's go to her. LaShawn, you there?
Yes.
LaShawn, are you there to join us? How
are
you doing? Please make your statement, your comment, or your question. And where are you calling in from, by the way?
I'm calling from Anderson, Indiana.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. Yes. I'm calling in support of Complacent. I am a supporter of Complacent and what Tiffany Hightower is doing. Also in R&B, I'm supportive of that. And in the music industry all around.
I hope you're calling in support of this show, too.
Yes, I am, of course. When I'm
talk to me, baby.
All right, now, boy.
I
just
want to give a shout to everyone and everything they're doing.
LaShawn, can I ask you a question? What do you think about branding in any type of artistic way? Like, do you think that it's better for you to use your actual name, or do you think it's better to come up with some name that you feel like describes you as a person and kind of keep things flowing with that? What do you think?
We got a new host, bro, dog. You
utterly,
heard that. I like that. Keep it up, baby.
That's great.
Utterly,
done that one.
Great question.
I believe that I feel like a character name or just a name to come up to kind of describe that person and the personality or the roles for whichever they're playing or portraying, I believe it's better. Because sometimes, even with our names itself, you know, it don't fit us. But, I mean, you know, something you want to get into that character name or you want to be Michael or Tracy or something. You know, you have a calm personality or a wild side, you know, but you want that person to display or come out in the role that you're portraying, the role that you're acting as, you know.
Well,
if I want to be Lisa, you know, Lisa may be calm and still, and my name's LaShawn, I may be just happy and goofy or whatever. You know, you can kind of bring yourself out in a character or as another person, you know.
So do you think it's fair for, like, musicians to do the same? Like, say, for instance, we were talking earlier, and we were talking about, like, say, the Eminems and stuff like that. Now, you know Eminem. You know Snoop Doggy Dogg. But at the same time, do you think that they still keep their own character and their same personality even though they've changed their name? What do you think? I mean, do you think that they've kind of lost part of themselves when they change a name to a brand? Or do you think that their name can be a brand? Yeah, I do too.
I believe so. I'd be very confused. Because, I mean, like, no, everyone's going to try to get that name they put. He didn't call himself Snoop Dogg or... Huh?
Okay, I got a question. Here, listen to this. And now performing Calvin. That just don't sound right.
May Garrett interject from Nashville? And you know what? You know, my company, it's really involved with branding. And I will tell you from a legal standpoint why a lot of artists that we work with, we deal with a lot of rock artists and country artists. One of them things that we deal with in branding and names, one of them is called privacy, okay? So what happens is you have an artist that has two roles, their private life and the entertainment life. And also, corporate structure, taxes, litigation, all those things take place when you use your real name. You're open up for your privacy is basically gone. So when we do branding, we work with people. Very seldom do we work with somebody who uses their real name. Most of the time, they use what we call a stage name.
Right.
Stage name is basically related to their business, and it's all corporate. It's all based on taxes and liability. And then they have the ability to go home and have the, you know, we all have the career end someday, you know. So you want your private life to be separate from your commercial life. And there's a lot of legal things that are going on there, but we deal with branding all the time. We're dealing with artists. We don't deal with artists who have the real name. It's just something that you do in the business to protect yourself, and so I'm waiting for a response.
There you go.
I totally agree.
You know.
Okay. I'm going to
totally
say this.
Agree with that.
All right. Would you have gone? Would you eat a Ray Kroc burger today?
Oh, who?
You don't know who Ray Kroc is? No.
You said a burger?
Yeah. Ray Kroc.
I think you're talking about product versus when you talk about.
I'm making a point.
Okay, I agree, but what I'm saying is, if you talk about something like McDonald's hamburger,
versus
somebody like Pitbull, okay, which is not his real name. For business reasons. They separate the two, their personal life and their corporate life.
Bingo.
Right.
You're right. Absolutely.
That's exactly true. And I understand that part.
Wait,
yes.
I have to say one thing real quick. Just real quick. LaShawn, if you ever happen to act in any of my films, if you, like, now, like, say, for instance, if you're an actor of mine, you will use your actual name. Okay? Moving on.
Why don't you use their real name in any movie?
I ain't never heard Denzel called Denzel in a movie.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't mean in the movie, but at the same time, in the credits, their name or who they are.
In the credits. But
yes,
look, if you
LaShawn
look on the back of a CD,
LaShawn.
If you look on the
Cary
back
Grant
of the CD,
didn't
you're going to get credit.
His legal third name. He used Cary Grant in the credits. Cary Grant wasn't Cary Grant.
That's because
John Wayne was somebody else, too.
I would like for Tiffany to explain, please, because I want her to explain that, because we disagreed that we have a corporate name and we have a private name. I would assume that you want to keep the privacy to yourself. Am I correct, Tiffany?
Well, this is the thing, is that when it comes to in the film industry, it's a little bit different. And that is things are a little bit different from the music industry. Because, like, for me, say, for instance, I go and buy a record, and I buy Eminem. You know, I'm not going to buy him by his regular name. That's just not me. But at the same time, if I want to see a movie with Denzel Washington, Anthony Hopkins, Sean Penn, any of them, I'm going to look for a movie with their actual name.
I agree with that.
But
that is their brand.
But
yes.
on a musical level, we have a whole different array of.
You're right.
We have a whole different music genres. We have merchandising. We have T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
We have hats.
For sure.
We have songwriting. We have film stores. We have the tours. We have a whole different genre.
You don't want
somebody up your butt every day because they know your real name.
Yeah, but music and film.
Anyway, guys, we got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes in closing. Let's just say. Yes, you know it right off. 5 minutes to the show. My question is, in closing, what would you suggest to today's upcoming artists based on what we talked about tonight? I'm going to start off with
Get a real fucking job. Get a real job.
Hey, no cursing on the show, Garrett. You know better than that, man. What's up with that?
Get a real job.
Whose turn is it?
No, I'm going to go with Tiffany.
But no, what I would say to any artist, I don't care if you're a musician, I don't care if you're an actor, dancer, singer, whatever you do, what I would say is that kind of going along the lines of what the gentleman just said, but differently, what I would say is that if you can do anything else, if you will be good at doing any other job, any other profession, then being an artist, I say do it. But if you cannot breathe, if you cannot live, if your journey ends, if you're not an artist, then I say you stick by it and do whatever you have to do to succeed in this industry and make sure that you are so persistent and you are so on top of your game that no matter what, despite anything, you know at the end of the day you'll end up on top. That's all I have to say.
And I agree.
I love that advice.
One thing in closing for me is this, okay? What I want to say from Nashville, Tennessee is this. The unfortunate thing, what I deal with on a daily basis with young artists is this. You know, they don't have a tax ID number. They don't have the foundations when they get in the music business, and they get caught up in management and all this other stuff. What they fail to realize is that their branding name is their company, and they need to really be diligent and taking care of business, tax ID, accountants, have the right management. Take care of business before you go out there and have a single release, makes a ton of money, and you don't have all your bases covered.
Exactly.
Okay. Kano the Great.
You understand? Just keep doing what you're doing, regardless of what anybody says. There's always going to be a lot of haters in this world who are going to hate what you do. You just got to keep doing it, getting better, and practicing, and branding.
I love this show.
Coming up with a message. That's what it's all about. That's what music is all about. It's the ability to spread a message. You know what I'm saying? So you have to brand yourself accordingly. Whether or not you go by your real name, which might be in the film, or if you go by whatever name you come up with, you know, it's the alter ego. That's pretty much what it's about. You know what I'm saying? When you're gonna be entertaining, you just can't be. I mean, you're being yourself, but it's stuff. You created an image for yourself.
Well, you're not using your real name.
And I'm not going to use my real name. How about
that,
brother? My name's Paul Edgar in the show. Oh, okay.
By the way, my name is not J.R. Garrett. That's my stage name. So
I got one thing to say. This is Raw Dog, and that's not my real name. But what I'm going to say is that everybody's missing a point here. This is a business.
As an artist, what Garrett
was saying was to set yourself up in business. He mentioned getting a tax ID. He mentioned about the responsibility of losing everything by not having it set up in a business. He also mentioned corporation. See, the liabilities that can come and take away everything you've earned are at jeopardy if you go out as an individual and not a business. And so these are the things that I guess branding in itself, the whole topic, is about if you're going to be an artist, you must be in business. And you must set it up. so that as a business are represented properly with the proper ID. Just don't call yourself something. It's a business. And that's you doing business under that name.
You are 100% right. Can you let LaShawn speak? Because I don't want to just be the only woman on this line to say something.
Oh, you're so sexy, though.
Yeah, but the way you put that, no, she can't talk. I'm going to talk. No, go ahead.
Oh, get right on.
LaShawn, what's your last line, LaShawn? What do you think?
Well, all I want to say is that whatever, I mean, artists, dancers, singers, whatever you're doing, do your best. Go out and do what you have to do. Be good at it. Dedicated, committed, and it's hard work. So if you have dedication, commitment, and you can work hard and you put in the time, do what you're going to do. Do what you have to do and do the best that you can do. Make sure you put your best. You're all into it because everybody looks at what you want to do.
And I agree. Let's add one more thing to that, my friend. Take care of business.
Business is important.
Yes.
Let me refer to the topic.
If what you put
I'm
out
say this
what
in
you
closing.
Want to get back.
No, Miss Tiffany, it's my time. Anyway.
No.
Go ahead.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to agree with you, I promise.
You treat her like
the
a stepchild.
Wait. Yes, he's treating me like everybody's trouble. Okay, Al, I'm going to be real with you. Okay? I'm very okay with my name. My name is Tiffany Jade Hightower. Very okay with that. But when it comes to business, I do, my company is by High Size Films. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that you're wrong. So, of course, I do have a brand.
I like your little drop.
So you got another name.
You snuck them in there. But anyway, let me get to the point real quick.
I want to say this, guys,
in closing. In all reality, it don't matter what you come up with as your name. You got to, as long as you know that it's something that you can live with and that it's not a fake persona, that you have to, after you've outgrown that persona, that you have to still try to be that person. And never
and
grow
I agree,
up.
I agree. But I have to interrupt real quick, okay? You're right, absolutely. But if no fake persona, if you're dealing with business.
Yeah, because
well,
you
if,
might
that's,
it might
that's
come
my
back
point, but
later
all
on.
I'm just trying to say is don't get locked into being fake in your persona that you can't live with yourself.
Oh well, yeah.
Keep in touch with sex so you can know the real you.
Keep it
all right, guys. This is the part of the show.
Uh-huh.
This is the part of the show that I want everybody to identify us as Hip Hop National Radio. What show across the country, the best station on the planet that's bringing you the tips and advice in the music business? Come on, let's go, guys.
Hip Hop National.
Well, I'll speak. This is J.I. Garrett from Nashville, Tennessee, music capital of the world, and I got to tell you right now, Hip Hop National Radio, listen to it. I demand it.
All right.
and from the film industry, from supporting everybody in the music business as well, as we do have to work together, there is not one movie made without music. So I have to give props to Hip Hop National Radio.
Live from the Midwest.
Yep.
National Radio.
We ought to keep talking.
Thank you for
I don't want to blame
you.
Treat me you
like
don't
a blame you.
You
don't want to blame me, brother?
Thank you for having me. Who are you giving props to, LaShawn? No, not me. Not me, because I know you give me props.
Shout out
I know.
Everything and wish you all the best. You're doing this if I support your station. And thank you for having me.
Garrett, please come back. I know you guys are first-time comers, but we do this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We do talk. On Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we do music. And on Sunday, we take you to church with Pastor Chris. Okay, guys?
Well, let's
7 days a week.
So, Garrett from Nashville, let's co-host the show, man. You got my number. Give me a call.
I'll be doing that in just a moment. Raw Dog, Dr.
No.
AT, take it away.
No. Okay. Darn.
The party all around the club. A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. Singing out when you have to go. A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. The party all around the club. A hip to the hop, and you know it don't stop. Singing out when you have to go.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Koe, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Koe, can you get off that pole? The show's about to start.
This is Dr. A.T. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your songs heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you got to do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, back to where the sun set. Rolled out the womb full of life and I defeated their parents. Gathered the boss, now we moving to the jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm following my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospital. With me, nice guy. Plus they can hear it in my speech. Brothers feeling records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell them at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, I salute the man at the sea. Whether here on the track, flow so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dr. A.T. ER crew.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Let's go, go, go. Two steps for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go. Now they flow. It's two step doubles. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step doubles. But I'ma take it slow. Cruise control, you know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She'll rock big shoes and procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark color cup of pink. Cuban link, she got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own jam world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's do. close. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Getting love all night. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. Just one true love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. The two-step double, now you.
Next on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me, baby.
Rocco Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Rocco.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
Never be marching. Wait outside.
y'all will be singing in the east. Y'all will be gathering way in the west. Y'all will be shouting way in the north.
They will be marching way down south. They will be
on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Disco.
clouds arouse my desire for life. Yeah, I did. Just add some spice. Taking the stars, what is wrong is right.
Yeah.
Vice versa, we can't bring back the hands of time.
Yeah.
Productivity unlocked daily.
Yeah.
In togetherness, I believe it's the master of plans.
Yeah.
For eternity, say you. Yeah. Say me.
Yeah.
Fingerprints, a firm grip.
Yeah.
My Lord is a master.
Yeah.
I was born equipped with this arithmetic.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Witness to the blind, leading the blind.
Yeah.
Behind to bless through stress.
Yeah.
With this prophecy.
Yeah.
I prophesy.
Yeah.
Ignorance is kind.
Yeah.
Inviting us with a smile.
Yeah.
Is it love or lust? Moving forward.
Yeah.
Turn, then unwind.
Yeah.
Two steps.
Yeah.
With each breath I breathe.
Yeah.
Together we will achieve.
Yeah.
Feel strong about this belief.
Yeah.
I believe in equality. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing this out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. 1, 2,
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Make sure the thief of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master's degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once, then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire. I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We all human beings.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and hell, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge.
riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained-glass blue.
Stained-glass blue.
Breaks for you like a continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, but never ceasing, wanting to be with you in celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun. In the river of light, we're forever plunged. When I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Next on deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes. Yeah.
Got some homies down in Waco, they keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity, or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me, the devil's so alluring. Always trying to influence me, but I'm strong so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring, he's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this shit. It's so ridiculous, the way he spits is just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evident. This homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president, so full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant, gangster with some etiquette. The government's adequate, we know about Connecticut. Yeah, said this shit is evil with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheep, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, she's hot.
Oh, it's hot.
On the go again, baby so free. Look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee, bring it up, drop the flow again. Baby, see me, turn it round, hit